Shechar Shabbos Parak Yitesh Mishnah Aleph Rabbi Eliezer Aymer and Lo Hevi Kli Me'er Shabbos Reveal B'Shabbos Mekula. Rabbi Eliezer said a Shabbos 8th day come down on Shabbos and the knife that is to be used for the Bris Milah was not brought before Shabbos. You can go ahead and bring the knife on Shabbos itself, and when you bring it you should hold it out exposed so that everybody can see it in order to show how precious a mitzvah is. Now, even if you have to carry the knife through the Rishus HaRabim, which is also on Shabbos, you can go ahead and bring that knife. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, not only can the Bris Milah itself be performed on Shabbos, but all the preparation for the Bris Milah can also be done on Shabbos, even if it entails Chil Shabbos. Now, at the time of Sakana, when the Malchus decreed the Anala to do a Bris Milah, that it would be dangerous to hold the knife of the Bris Milah in an exposed way, you can go ahead and cover it when you bring it on Shabbos, but you should have witnesses there that can testify that what you're holding underneath your clothing is the knife for the Bris Milah, so people should not suspect that you're being Mechal Shabbos. Void Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says further, Korsim Eitzim Lasos Bechamet V'Lasos Kli Barzel. You can cut down trees on Shabbos in order to make the call that will be needed to make a metal Kli. If you do not have any knife at all for the Bris Milah, you can go ahead and make that knife on Shabbos, even if it entails cutting down trees to make the call that will be used in making the knife. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, not only could the Bris Milah itself be done on Shabbos, but all the preparation for the Bris Milah could be done on Shabbos, even if that entails a lot of Chil Shabbos, that you don't have a knife at all and you have to make it from scratch, that would be mutter on Shabbos. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Eliezer, and he says a general rule with regards to a Bris Milah that is performed on Shabbos. Any malacha that could have been done before Shabbos, you cannot do that malacha on Shabbos, such as bringing the knife. You could have brought it before Shabbos, and therefore you cannot be Mechal Shabbos to bring the knife. But a malacha that could not have been done before Shabbos, such as the Bris Milah itself, that could be done on Shabbos. So the Bris Milah itself could be done on Shabbos, but the preparation for the Bris Milah that could have been done before Shabbos, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos to do those preparations. It is permitted to do everything that is necessary for the Bris Milah on Shabbos. The Shabbos 8th day comes down on Shabbos. Not only the Bris Milah done on Shabbos, but everything that is necessary for the Bris Milah could be done as well. And the mission will go on to say, Mala, the actual Bris Milah could be done on Shabbos. Upar, and the Priya could be done as well. The Priya is the uncovering of the corona by pulling back the thin membrane that covers the corona. Umotitim, and you can draw out blood from the Bris Milah on Shabbos, even though drawing out blood is also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cause a wound on Shabbos. Even though it's mutter, as it's considered an integral part of the Bris Milah, because without drawing out blood from the Bris Milah, the child could be in danger. When Nois Nala is Balanas become up, you can put on the Bris Milah a bandage and cumin. After the Bris Milah was done, in order to help it heal, they would put on cumin and a bandage on the Bris Milah. In Lo Shachak Merav Shabbos, Lo Eis Beshina Benois. If the cumin was not ground before Shabbos, then you would grind it with a shino, you would grind it on Shabbos differently than you would do normally. You would grind it with your teeth, and then you would put it on the Bris Milah. And grinding on Shabbos is usur, so therefore, if you did not grind it before Shabbos, you would have to grind it with a shino differently than it's normally done. And that way, you're only doing an isur dirabban. In lo tarav yayin b'shemen me'er Shabbos, you're not saying zeba atmo b'zeba atmo. If you did not mix up wine and oil before Shabbos, you should put the wine and oil separately on the Bris Milah. And what they used to do is they would mix up wine and oil and apply it to the Bris Milah. It would help the Bris Milah heal. And you're not allowed to mix up wine and oil on Shabbos midrabbana. So therefore, if you didn't mix it up before Shabbos, you should apply the wine and oil separately onto the Bris Milah on Shabbos. You cannot fashion a cloth bandage for the first time on Shabbos. And they would fashion a cloth bandage shaped like a finger with opening on both ends. And they would put it over the Bris Milah to ensure that the membrane that was pulled back would not grow back over the Bris Milah. It is forbidden to fashion the cloth bandage on Shabbos, and that would be considered mitake manas to prepare a kli, which is also on Shabbos. So instead, what would be done, they would wrap a cloth around the Bris Milah. In lo hiskin me'er of Shabbos, Karech al-tbo, maybe. Ba'afilu mechadu acher. If the cloth was not prepared at all before Shabbos, meaning it wasn't even brought to the site where the Brit Milah is, then they could bring it to the site of the Brit Milah by wrapping it around the finger, and then they could bring it, even from a different chazer, as even though it's forbidden to carry from one chazer to another chazer on Shabbos without an Erev, but they would be allowed to bring it if they wrap it around the finger, and that way they are carrying it with a shinoi differently than it would be normally carried, and they would be allowed to carry it from one chazer to another chazer to bring it to the site of the Brit Milah.